Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the signs that you're experiencing that you may have arrived in the land business.
You've arrived.
I saw you furiously taking notes.
Oh, I have some good
and
things to
share. Most of the time, you take no notes. So you must have an interest in this topic today.
I do. Nothing better than
nothing better to do right now than do this show.
Yeah, nothing better to do. That's what I meant.
You know what this reminds me is those old Jeff Foxworthy jokes where, you know, you might be a redneck.
Oh, yeah?
Like, signs you might be a redneck. We'll get to it in a minute.
Signs you're a real grown-up investor.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Greg asks, I got a letter today saying that a survey is required to transfer the appraisal and tax account to my name. The deed has already been recorded. I've already sold this lot and five others in this neighborhood. They were all cash deals. Have you seen this before? Am I responsible for paying for six surveys? This could really hurt. What if it grows to 12 next year and 24 the next? This is the first one.
May I?
Yes.
There's a small chance that you're buying and selling these properties in an HOA, in a subdivision that it comes with an HOA, a homeowners association, or an LOA, landowners association, or a POA, property owners association. There's a small chance that, it's a very small chance that they require a survey to transfer the property. But I don't know why they would do that to themselves, because now they're really punishing people for buying and selling land, and that's how they make money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I say a super small chance. What I really think is going on is this is a bunch of malarkey. Somebody who makes money doing surveys is saying you have to do it.
Yeah, that's
true. What I think.
You know what? There's so much of that too. There's a list.
It's a public information when you record a deed. Mm-hmm. You just got to know where to look for it.
Yeah, because we have it. Because we're all using them.
Yeah, exactly. So. That's how we, you know, the data subscriptions that we use at RealQuest and Title Pro and DataTree. That's this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I told this story probably 2 weeks ago. Last week, I used to own office buildings, and I found out looking at our financial statements that there was a company coming in, changing out our fire extinguishers every month and charging us a bundle, a couple grand. And their whole premise was this is fire code. That's required. And it's not code at all. It's not required at all. Somebody lost their job on our staff over that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what this sounds like to me.
Mm-hmm. It could be do your homework and see. I'm not sure about that one, too. I've never had that.
If that's the case, there's a lot of ways to do a survey that costs 6 cents, you know, with Google Earth and all that. Mm-hmm. I'm exaggerating. It costs 20 cents.
But, you know, or else you just bundle it up. Okay, how many properties did I buy? Yeah. I'll just have one guy go out all at once. Fine.
A sticks-driven survey, like we're all used to, is actually so antiquated. It's kind of like an answering machine technology. There's much better ways to, unless you're going to build a skyscraper and you really need to be on site. For our purposes here, an internet survey is all you need.
Mm-hmm.
But good luck convincing people of that.
You know, also I would too, Greg, reach out in land investors and talk to other people who have done property in that state, maybe in that county at least, and maybe in that area, and see, all right, what'd you guys do? So
exactly.
That would help too. Cool.
Today's topic, signs you've arrived in the land business. This is the meat of the show. Give us your list, Joe.
Okay. Oh, this is the best possible thing to happen on the planet. By the way, you've arrived, you did it, you're here, it's done. This is your thing. So how do you know you've arrived? Well, number one, you have zero stress or worries about money or where you're going to find your next deal or what county to target next. You're so into this, you're like, oh, you can't get to it fast enough.
Yeah.
You just keep finding, you're like, wow,
you're just breathing.
I just bought, okay, I think I exhausted all the 5 acres in this area. Now I'm going to do the 10 acres. Now I'm going to do the 20 acres, whatever. And then while you're doing that, you're like, oh no, this place is hot too. Okay, I got to get that one too. I got to roll that in. That's how you know. It just comes to you.
You're
exciting,
you just
Mila. Know. Thank you.
You know, that's how I am.
I know.
When it comes to data and real estate and all that, just like that.
Seriously. That's like House Academy. You have the next three areas already mapped out.
Yeah.
We can't get there fast enough.
That's exactly
That's
right.
how you know you've arrived. So.
I like it.
Thank you.
What else is on your list?
Number two, You have very, very, very little stumps you or confuses you. And if anything comes along that you don't quite get or something, you have the resources to solve it.
So every once in a while, this is a real-time example of exactly what Jill's talking about. A county will come back and say, you need to issue a corrective deed. It's usually when the deal hits the assessor and they're reassessing the tax situation, they look everything over and they say, yeah, this deed is kind of going to cloud the title. There's some, and then they call us and they say, you guys, usually, but it's been sold three times by then. Mm-hmm. So this just happened last week. And we had to do what's called a corrective deed. And they asked us to do it, and we do them. And this happens probably once or twice a month.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
The first time this happened, I flipped my lid. I thought they were messing with me. I had no idea how to do it. So you want to talk about not rattling your cage?
Uh-huh.
That freaks me out.
There
In fact,
you go.
I avoided it. I avoided doing it. I wouldn't call them back. It's like a month.
You're like, good luck
for
finding
like a whole
me.
Month.
I already sold it.
I already sold it.
And then they sold it.
You figure it out. You do a corrective deed. Exactly. I'll sign it. That's what I said. I was a total idiot about it. This is back
funny.
In like the 90s.
Yeah. So there you go.
So now, this week when it happened, this last time, everyone's laughing about it.
Yeah, whatever.
And we did it and we fixed it.
Exactly. No problem. So yeah, any little, you know you've arrived. Any little thing happens, you're like, oh, I got this. Here's how we're going to solve this. Well, whatever. So that's number two. And then my number three that you know you've arrived is you're starting to think about other things like, philanthropy.
Oh, that's good.
Or donating, spending your time and your resource and stuff on doing other good things. Hopefully other good things. But that's for me. What do you want to add?
So I'm going to I'm going to tell you personally how I there's been a few moments where I knew I made it. And this is about, I don't know, probably 12 years ago. I'm sat down, hunkered myself down to do the next mailer, to do the data part of it where it's all dark in the room and the whole thing. And it occurred to me, I just like a light bulb over my head. I could do this anywhere. I don't have to sit here in my office and do this mailer. I need to do it. And so I went, I got on a plane, went to San Diego and did it on the back of my yacht.
Right.
And that's when I said, you know what? We could do this anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. So I had just had like a whole weekend moment of like, man, this is living.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And it's been happiness on top of happiness on top of happier ever since then.
Mm-hmm.
You had a big smile on your face.
I do. That's a good story. Yeah, it's great. Oh,
that was the moment for me where I knew that was it. Then I had one recently. This was probably 6 months ago when we did the first House Academy deal. Not flip the first house because we've been wholesaling houses to one guy forever. But I mean, where we kicked this guy to the curb, this buyer, and we did a full blown, take a chance. Like, just like we would be a new House Academy member. I did it just exactly how we teach it.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting with nothing. You don't have an investor. You don't have any of it. And we did it from start to finish and sold the house inside of 30 days and made 25 grand.
Mm-hmm.
That I knew, I'm old enough now to know and experienced enough that this is going to get, this will be a $1 billion company
mm-hmm.
inside of 24 months.
Exactly. Well, look at you. You just set a perfect example. When we started, when we started Land Academy and all the stuff that we've been doing, House Academy it was a little bit on our radar, but not totally on our radar. And you're right, because now you're really focusing on House Academy.
I'm addicted now.
And you have the next one after that lined up.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's how you know you've arrived.
Through MSA to MSA, we'll move through them. And, step over the dead bodies, let's say.
And there's no shortage. I don't know what that is, but
it means you won.
Okay.
In like Roman times.
Okay. Is that a world war or something? One reference? I don't know what that is.
Before that.
Okay.
It's okay.
Anyway, so it's a guy thing. So, but there's no shortage for us of ideas. And they're profitable. I mean, of new ways to do our business, other property types. We have other products lined up that we just can't get to them fast enough. And some of them are bigger and need more help, like having a posting property service. I mean, that's huge. I'd love to tackle that someday. That's a huge one. But they, I mean, there's so many other things that we can do too to help us and our members, and it's going to be time saving, money saving, and profitable for everybody. Right. So there's no shortage of all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So you're just said it. So you're, all these other things are just coming to you now. You know, you've arrived.
Yeah.
Love it.
I still love doing deals. That's the thing. You know, we have Land Academy, House Academy. We have these education groups. We have membership groups and data mailing, all of it. And they all work well. But in the end, I still love just doing the deal. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I have talked to people in our group that have told me that they, for them, they arrived when they had things like they replaced even just one person's salary. One person thought they arrived when they told their wife they could quit their job. I thought that was awesome. Another person told me they knew they arrived when they quit their job.
Yeah.
And one person too that we talk about a lot, he was like, it's getting fun to him every year to see when he knows what his top salary was and his, you know, his old job, right?
He's doubling.
So he's trying to hit that top salary earlier in the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like January.
All right, year one, I hit my top salary at September. Woohoo. So the rest was gravy. Year two, I'm going to hit it in July. Uh-huh. Year three, I'm going to hit it in March. You know
That's
what I
great.
Mean? It's kind of thing so you can know your business is growing and all that good stuff. And it's kind of, a fun thing for him. Some people have told me that they felt like they have arrived when all the debt was paid off. Just something like that. It's like, oh, this business has freed me up to breathe, you know, and now I can start thinking about having no mortgage. And now I could start to think about kids' college fund, you know. So we all have different things too, by the way, to us. Like, because I think for me personally, I shared one with you just recently, and it's not a big thing, but it's big to me, which is number two, just started college. Mm-hmm. And I am personally out of my, we divide up our income for different things, you know, and stuff. And I have my money for my stuff and you have your money for your stuff. And I'm paying for number two's college out of my balance my stuff, and it's not
making a dent.
It's just is awesome to me, because a lot of people can't do that.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's just, it's special to me.
Sure.
And it's really important to me. So
there's, well, we talked about the three stages of wealth yesterday, because I was explaining it to number three. Number one is, for me, becoming debt free. And you know, the vast majority of people in this country never do.
Yeah.
I mean, they never, like, I don't know, but the numbers are staggering, like 95%.
Yeah.
So if you can get past that, you're automatically you're killing it.
Right.
Number two is be in control of your own time. So there's a lot of people that have really good jobs that are debt free, but they're not in control of their time. They got some idiot boss breathing down their neck because some boss is breathing down that person's neck, and on and on and on. It's just the corporate cog, the broken corporate crap that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still part of it, but you're debt free. And you're making a good living and you're making your house payment or whatever that means to you.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is you're in control of your time and you're busting it. And that's what we're talking about here. And very, very few people ever come close to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the good fortune, Jill, of knowing a lot of them and helping a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's another sign I personally know how I've arrived. We're actually giving back. There was a time not so long ago where I would have said, this is probably 10 years ago, why the hell would I ever let anyone in on the secret of sending mail out to sellers.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're like,
let alone help them. Let alone take the time out of my day and halt and stop my mailer
now,
to help them.
Now I get a kick
out
of
that. But
that's
what we do.
I mean, I get a kick out of it. I know the member you're talking about, he just wrote in Facebook, he did 104 deals in his first year.
Yeah.
And he's got a picture of his new truck there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get a huge kick out of that.
Me too.
Almost as big of a kick out of doing a real estate deal,
mm-hmm.
but not really.
Really?
I don't know. What gets you off more? Doing a real estate deal or seeing somebody like Justin showing off his truck saying he did 100 deals?
You know, I love it, and I haven't got him in a while, but now and then, you know, members will send us little, like even just a thank you card. Makes me cry when I get those in the mail, I got to tell you.
Gift basket.
You know, I don't need that. Even just a card. It's just kind of a nice little thing. I get little notes. You know, emails. I've got one not long ago, you know, that, hey, you changed my life. You know, and I love that's bigger for me.
Yeah, you're tearing up a little.
I am. It makes me tear up. I know.
Just saw that. Somebody just wrote that. recently, like early this week.
I love that stuff. That's really what gets it for me.
I had a call last week with a guy. He pays $500 to schedule a consultant call with me and says, just to thank me. He didn't have any questions. It was like a 10-minute call. I'm like, you paid for all this. He's like, no, I just want to thank you. This is what they took the concept of the land mailing to owners, and he parlayed it into mobile homes, grandfathered in mobile home pads, and he's making a fortune. He pitched the idea to this financial group like a year ago when he got the program, and they said, they laughed, and now they're begging him to back him, and he said, no, I don't need you.
Now I don't need you. I did it my own.
Seriously. Yeah. I mean, it was a heartfelt crying on the phone thing. So yeah, I mean, but it's still not as good as doing a deal.
Well, you know what's interesting? There's a lot of members in our group. This is one of the things that I love about our group. The way we are is the way they are, and I watch them all the time paying it forward to other people.
Yeah, that's right.
In our community and outside our community. And I think it's the best thing on the planet.
You can see it in landinvestors.com every day. If you go in there, people are helping everybody.
Yeah, I like how. Here's what I did.
Open source, open free thinking.
Yeah,
I love
it. Totally. Here's how you solve that. Okay, call this person.
Yeah.
Hey, you needed someone to do a whatever in this area. I know a guy, you know, or you know, all of that.
Right.
It's awesome. I love it. So we've all arrived.
Yeah.
This is great.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 or 20 minutes with us listening to the Land Academy show. Join us tomorrow, or really, I guess, Monday, for another interesting episode where we discuss how to avoid deal theft. Deal theft. What the heck's deal theft?
Deal theft.
Deal theft.
Deal theft.
Is when...
Refund.
When you buy a piece of property, when you're talking to a seller... Jill's bringing us back to the 70s.
Sorry.
Bad. You know, I never get tired of hearing you say that. When you're dealing with a property and you're talking to a seller and somebody finds out about it, they go in behind in the back door and offer the seller a little bit more that. And this whole topic came up because one of our members, our very successful members, emailed me and said, are you aware that this can happen? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
very aware. It hasn't happened to us lately, but it happens. It's houses all the time.
And we answer your question. Post it on our online community. You can find it, and it's free at landinvestors.com or go to landacademy.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
All right, I got the dead horse reference. Sorry.
Dead horse?
Yes. You oh so subtly told me I was just beating a dead horse, and I got it.
Some jokes are just meant for you, Jill.
Yeah, well, yep. I got it. Thanks.
There's a scene in a movie from the 70s called Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad?
And the guy...
Breaking Away.
Breaking Away. Breaking Bad. That's a new... Never mind. Don't get me started on that.
I don't know if you need to explain this. I think the listeners that know it, know it. And those who don't, it's okay.
Go type in Breaking Away refund on YouTube and you'll see it.
Oh.
And then you'll see why
still
it's only
funny
to Jill.
Okay. Do you know why? Because my dad would walk through the house saying that. And I thought it was funny. He would do that one, and then his other line that he wore out was the Rodney Dangerfield, no respect.
Yeah. No dad gets respect when the kids are little.
Right. Got that one a ton. That was really, really funny.
What are some other movie lines from the 70s? Quick. Some of them that are funny. Like, I want my $2.
Oh, yeah. I know you're one of your favorites is something like, say it again. Something Claire. Say it, Claire. Oh. What's it called?
Answer the question, Claire.
That's it.
That's from the 80s.
I love that.
Answer the question, Claire.
Exactly. I do love that. I want my $2. That one is one of my favorite.
Oh, we could sit here all day.
We shouldn't.
With breakfast.
It's Friday. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.